KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for a complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports, the girls' golf championships concluded yesterday, and Atlantic's Bailey Newell finished sixth, while Alyssa Ginther took 15th at the Class 3A Girls State Golf Tournament at Otter Creek Golf Course in Ankeny. Newell finished with a two-day total of 14 over par 156. She followed up a first-round 83 with a 73 to grab the sixth-place medal. Ginther shot 88 and 82 to finish 15th with a plus 28, 70 to 170 total. The Atlantic girls finished seventh of the team standings, shooting a 762 plus 194 for the tourney. Carroll was eighth at 768. Dubuque Wallert won the team title with a 653 total. Creston's Riley Driscoll finished in ninth place overall. Laura Sweeney of Carroll was 18th in total. Cam Sammy Jotty finished the two-day Class 1A Girls State Golf Tournament with a 14-over par 154 total to grab a state runner-up medal. Jotty shot back-to-back 77s at the American Legion Golf Course in Marshalltown. The completion of the first round took place Wednesday morning after play was suspended due to rain on Tuesday. Players then continued on to play their second round. Jotty finished six shots back of the champion, Annika Patton of Alta Aurelia, who followed up a first-round 78 with a 70 to finish at 8-over par 148 for the tournament. Grizzled's Ronnie Hook finished the tourney at 192, a plus 52 total. She was in 36th place. She shot 97 and 95 in her two rounds. Her teammate, Jenna Reynolds, finished 40th with a 193 two-day total with rounds of 99 and 94. Boyer Valley finished 9th in the team standings with an 818 team total. IKM Manning was 10th with an 867 total. Bishop Garrigan was the team champion, shooting 727 in the tourney. West Des Moines Valley won the girls' 4A Golf championship at Coldwater Golf Links in Ames with a two-day total of 631 to beat out Bettendorf for the win by 25 strokes. Paige Hoffman of West Des Moines Valley was the individual champ, shooting a 5 under 137 in that tournament. New Hampton took the team title in the 2A Girls Golf Tourney at the Ames Golf and Country Club. The Chickasaws notched a 662 to run away with the win. Missouri Valley finished 10th with an 844 total. Individual champion was Morgan Weber of Dyke, New Hartford, who shot 73 and 74 to finish at plus 3, 147 for the tourney. Katie Schwiers of Kemper Catholic was the top area golfer, finishing 20th, shooting a 180 for that tourney. Red Oak's Sophie Walker and two area doubles teams will continue play in the championship bracket at the girls' state tennis tourney today. Walker won her opening two matches to step into the semifinals today. She defeated Kemper Catholic's Isabel Schwab 6-2, 6-2 in the first round and Brooke Jorgensen of Pella 6-4, 6-love in the quarterfinals. Next up is a match against Anna Chernokol of Fairfield in the semifinals at 10 this morning. Schwab went on to the consolation bracket and lost to Casey Barba of Spirit Lake Okoboji 6-3, 7-6. Macy Baker of Red Oak lost her first-round singles match and then went on to win her first-round consolation match. Baker then fell in consolation quarterfinals to Brooke Jorgensen of Pella 6-love and 6-love. Glenwood's duo of Brielle Smith and Brooklyn Taylor notched a win in the first round over an Estherville-Lincoln Central duo. In the quarterfinals, they took a 6-1, 6-3 win over a Waverly-Shellrock duo, and they now move on to face Emily Jasper and Mahako Coffey of Cedar Rapids Xavier in the semifinals today. Shenandoah's Nicole and Natalie Gilbert teamed up to beat Abby Davis and Megan Brock of Independence in their first-round match, 6-1 and 6-1. In the quarterfinals, the Phillies team took down Desiree Stubb and C.J. Blakely of Clark 6-love and 6-1. They'll face Taylor Hogan and Elise Trost of Columbus Catholic in the semifinals today. Kemper Catholic's doubles team of Samantha Schwarty and Abby Bass lost in the first round 6-3, 6-3 to Wickman and Hansen of Waverly-Shellrock. They won their first-round consolation match. The Knights then lost in the consolation quarterfinals to be eliminated. Well, girls' regional soccer play last night in Class 3A. In Region 1, Thomas Jefferson beat Sioux City North 1-0. In Region 2, Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln, a winner, 3-1 over Sioux City East. In Class 2A play, Winterset beat Carlisle 8-2 in Region 2. In Class 1A play in Region 2, St. Albert beat Underwood 8-2. In Region 3, Panorama topping Creston in overtime 3-2. North Polk beat Grandview Christian 14-0. Des Moines Christian over Sheraton 5-0. And also West Central Valley, Nottoway Valley, Adair Casey, a winner over Clark, 9-0 in yesterday's action. Well, the start of the boys' state soccer tournament has been moved back today to Friday. Officials with the Iowa High School Athletic Association made that decision after several days of heavy rain in central Iowa. County Soccer Park in Des Moines hosts the tournament. Storm Lake was set to open the 2A tourney this afternoon, but they'll play now against Lewis Central on Friday instead. The semifinals will be Saturday, and the championship matches will be held next Tuesday. Of course, that's forced schools to make changes to their travel plans and their accommodations. Todd Tharp of the Iowa High School Athletic Association says the decision was made after heavy rain Monday night. Tharp says the complex has received nearly 9.5 inches of rain since May 17th.
So we went down this morning, looked at things again, and just were not comfortable that the playing conditions would be safe for the kids. One field was in really, really good shape. The other three were a little spongy, and thought maybe we could just take a day to let them dry out and just slide things back a day.
Tharp says they have contingency plans just in case there's more rain.
If we get to the point to where, you know, ideal is to play on all four fields just like we normally would, but again, if we get a field that looks a little soggy, we'll have a contingency plan, and if we just play on three fields, you know, if we've got lights, we can play a little bit later if we need to.
The championships, again, will be next Tuesday with the semifinals now scheduled for Saturday. In high school baseball action around the area last night in Hawkeye 10 conference action, it was Harlan sweeping a pair from Shenandoah 8-0 and 24-7. Glenwood beat Abe Lincoln 6-4, Thomas Jefferson over St. Albert 3-1. Western Iowa conference action saw Underwood beat Logan Magnolia 12-3, Trainer over Tri-Center 1-0, IKM Manning topping Boyer Valley 10-1, Audubon over West Central Valley 16-4, Maple Valley beat Missouri Valley 7-1. In girls softball play last night from the Hawkeye 10, Shenandoah topping Griswold in five innings, 12-2. Red Oak beat Fremont Mills 15-4. Clarinda over Sydney, 12-9. Sergeant Bluff Luton, the winner over Harlan, 6-4. In Western Iowa Conference softball play, Trainer beat Tri-Center 9-0. Underwood over East Mills, 17-10. Audubon beat West Central Valley, 10-6. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Arweva over Exira EHK, 11-8. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Glen Ralston, 20-8. In Major League Baseball, Bryce Harper homered, hit his 200th career double, and drove in four runs before fouling a ball off his foot and leaving in the fifth inning of the Phillies' 11-4 win over the Cardinals last night. Also in the National League, Pittsburgh beat Cincinnati 7-2, Miami over San Francisco 4-2, Washington beat Atlanta 14-4, Colorado over Arizona 5-4, the Dodgers beat the Mets 9-8. In the American League, Tim Anderson doubled in the go-ahead run in the eighth inning, giving the White Sox an 8-7 win over the Royals. L.A. Angels beat Oakland in 11 innings, 12-7. Texas beat Seattle 8-7. Cleveland over Boston, 14-9. Detroit beat Baltimore, 4-2. Tampa Bay in 11 innings, 4-3 over Toronto. In interleague play, the Yankees over San Diego, 7-0. Cubs beat Houston by a 2-1 final. The Big Ten and Big East conferences jointly announced on Wednesday the pairings for the fifth annual Gavitt Tip-Off Games, which tip off on 8 campus sites on consecutive days, the first full week of the college basketball season in November. Iowa is scheduled to play DePaul on Monday, November 11th on Mediacom Court at Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. The Blue Demons posted a 19-17 overall record and finished runners-up at the college basketball Invitational a year ago. Tip times and television information will be released at a later date. Iowa State has signed Penn State transfer Rasir Bolton. Head coach Steve Prohm made that announcement Wednesday. Bolton, a 6'2 guard who recently completed his freshman season, will have 3 seasons to play at Iowa State. He was second in scoring for the Nittany Lions. Bolton scored a career-high 27 points against Colgate and topped 20 points 4 different times. He played his high school ball in Virginia, where he led his team to the nation's number 1 prep school ranking. Carl Gunnarsson has allowed the St. Louis Blues to even the Stanley Cup Finals at a game apiece. Gunnarsson scored on a blast from the point, 3:51 into overtime, to push the Blues past the Bruins 3-2 in Boston last night. It's the first ever Stanley Cup Final victory for St. Louis. They were 0-13 in finals games coming into last night's contest. Jordan Binnington stopped 21 shots for the Blues. They'll host Game 3 on Saturday. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.